My name is Leon Suleiman, and I used to live in Forest Gate. I got married in 1935 to a Dutch girl, and we decided to go to Holland, where we settled down. It was there in Rotterdam that the Hun picked us up, all of us. My wife, Els, myself and our child Barney, who was then 2.5 years old. Before we realized it, we were on the road to hell. With hundreds of other people, mostly Jews like us, we were sent across Holland, through Germany, into Upper Silesia, until we arrived at Birkenau, about 5 miles from Auschwitz. Before we knew what was happening, we were chased out of the train, and an SS officer with a club in his hand started to separate the man from the woman and children, shouting and bullying us, and hitting the ones who didn't move quickly enough or who wanted to stay together. I can still see my wife with a kid in her arms when we were separated. Not even a chance for a kiss. I had not seen or heard of them since. And that is now nearly 3 years ago. With some other men, I was marched away to a barrack to be stripped and robbed of everything we had by some of them bullying German prisoners. They took every stitch of clothing we had. All they left us was our shoes. I tried to show my papers to prove that I was British, but they chucked them to the ground and kicked them away. I then got my first smack in the face and told to shut my mouth or they would do it for me. Most of us were still worrying about our wives and kids. And when we asked another prisoner who knew the camp, he said that certainly by now they were in heaven. He knew the methods of the SS and about their ovens and their gas chambers. Birkenau itself had 6 crematoria. It was there 2 months before I was sent to Auschwitz. But life was hell in both places. One was never sure of what was going to happen next. And food was so bad that we used to eat potato peels and even chewed grass. The work was heavy. And the German prisoners who were in charge of us never got tired of shouting, hitting and kicking us. Once I was sent out to unload bags of cement. I had been in hospital for a month after an operation and then pneumonia. I was too weak to carry them. Twice I dropped to the ground with the cement and was kicked until I was made to stand up and try again. The third time it happened, I had to take a hiding from the chief German prisoner on head and face until blood was pouring from my ears and nose. Then later, when we were having our soup, I was told to sing or take another hiding. "Zing Engelander," he said. So I sang as best I could. I had studied singing and sometimes sang to other prisoners in the barracks, even such songs as "God Save the King" and "A Long Way to Tipperary." I used to earn a bit of extra food by shaving and cutting the hair of the prisoners. I will always remember barrack number 40. I could keep on telling you how one night 12 prisoners were hanged in front of us because 3 of them had hit back at an SS guard. And the SS commander telling us that next time it would be 100 of us. Or how they hit our heads with revolvers and blocks of wood. And how doctors tried to experiment with new kinds of instruments on our bodies. How, when some of us had dysentery, they made us sweat with bent knees and without shoes in the snow and icy water for nearly an hour.